big news happened right in the backyard of the Bryant Park Project Studios last Thursday. Okay, maybe it's the side yard. About a block and a half west and a block north of our studios, an improvised explosive device detonated, tearing the front door off a military recruiting center in Times Square. Now, 5 days later, investigators are still trying to find out who done it. They've released video showing a bike rider pedaling away from the scene, dusted a bike they found in a dumpster, and came up with fingerprints. And New York authorities are reviewing some information from Canadian authorities about a routine border search of a car that yielded a backpack with pictures of New York, including ones of Times Square, that specific station as well, along with what was described by authorities as, quote, anarchist material. Now, no link has yet been made. We want to be clear about that. But aside from a lyric and a Sex Pistols song, could you define anarchy right now? I mean,
no.
Really, could you? Could
no.
you name its principles?
No, I have no idea. No organization. That's all. That's the first thing that comes to my head.
Well, seeing as there is not an Anarchy for Dummies on Amazon.com, I did check. We are going to rely on Eric Larson this morning to help us understand a little more. Eric is a member of the New York Metro Alliance of Anarchists. Thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
This is such, I'm going to just have a confession up top, enormous topic. Difficult topic. I'm starting from point zero with this, so forgive me if I ask any stupid questions and if I'm boiling it down to the very basics, but we just kind of want to give our listeners a primer, just a basic understanding of what's going on, okay? Anarchy comes from the Greek, right? Anarchos means without ruler, no government, no state. Is that a definition that holds for you?
It is. It is. Basically, anarchists believe in working towards a human society that has no state, no rulers, no hierarchies, no pecking orders, no bosses. That means no state, no government, no capitalism as we know it. And essentially, what we're doing is we're opposing a society where people feel as though they have to respond to hierarchies in order to get anything done, where property is sacred to the point where it's almost more important than human life. And the idea of an abstract loyalty to something called the state or the nation is more important than one's loyalty to other human beings.
So do you consider it a philosophy or is it a social movement? What category would you put it in if you had to?
I would say both.
Yeah.
It's a way of looking at life, a way of taking a different perspective on human life and saying you don't need hierarchies. People, ordinary people, can organize themselves in a leaderless fashion to get things done without the need of all the sort of levels of management that society builds up. At the same time, it is a social movement. These kinds of ways of organizing have been going on for a long time. They're going on today. You have in free schools, food co-ops. We've seen incredible examples of it in New Orleans post-Katrina with leaderless cooperatives like the Common Ground Collective that have supplied clinics and helped people get back into their homes, defended their rights to have their homes. So it works. It does work.
Why are you an anarchist?
A couple of reasons. I would say that looking at the state and looking at the history of the state over the last couple of hundred years, you've got to come to one conclusion, which is the state kills. The one thing that the state has been very good at for a couple of hundred years now is developing incredible means of killing people. I could cite the examples, but everybody knows what they are. The last century, which was supposed to be the century of human progress, has instead been a sort of a killing field and continues to be.
Now, I'm going to stop you there because I think a lot of people, when they think about anarchists, they think about it being a somewhat violent movement, that there are people who have these ideals and are willing to be violent to retain them and promote them. Is that accurate?
Well, that has been true at times. In the late 19th century, there was a movement within the anarchists called propaganda of the deed, and that led to assassinations and bombings and so forth. It was really a very short-lived period in the history of the anarchist movement. And the problem, of course, is that ever since then, there's been this sort of image in the public mind of the bomb-throwing anarchist who disrupts things and wants to create chaos. And that's something that's sort of lingered in popular culture, but it's really very inaccurate to describe the mainstream of the anarchist movement back then or the movement at all today.
So the people that the vision that a lot of us have of what happened at the WTO talks in Seattle, were, in your opinion, are those the same people who have the same beliefs that you do?
Yeah, what happened in Seattle was distorted quite a bit in the press. Almost all the violence that took place there was actually perpetrated by the police, not by the activists in the street. But what Seattle really embodied was this idea of direct action, the idea that you don't have to go through elected officials to create change and to send a message. In fact, it's better to organize on the ground, in your communities, and do it in a leaderless fashion, and that's what gets things done.
If there's a leaderless, in a leaderless fashion, and if group consensus is the way that you lead, is there opportunity for individuality within the anarchist movement? If you're an anarchist, or do you have to go the way? What if I don't want to go the way the consensus says?
If you don't, well, we have room for that. If you are an individual and you don't want to go along with what the group wants to do, you can start your own group. You can work with other people in the group to start offshoots that can pursue other projects that maybe the group you're in now isn't all that interested in pursuing. There's plenty of avenues.
When you hear news reports like the one I mentioned about the Canadian authorities finding these pictures of Times Square and anarchist material, I believe out in Las Vegas there was a case recently where they found a hotel room with ricin in it and anarchist material. What's the first thing you think when you hear that? And then what do you wish you could tell people who read those reports?
The first thing that I think is that isn't it a coincidence that people who are doing things that are completely nonviolent are lumped together in the press and in the minds of the legal system with people who may or may not be doing things that are violent, and somehow anarchist or anarchy is the term that's used as an umbrella for both of them. I'm very skeptical when I hear reports in the press about this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of law enforcement activity against people who are in our movement who have really done nothing. And so I tend to react with a lot of skepticism.
And I hear a negative opinion of police officers and authority in what you said regarding what you said in Seattle and just then. Is that a commonplace thought process within the anarchist movement against the police?
Tends to be.
If you have an American passport, yes?
Yes, I do.
You're in the system?
Yes.
Do you ever find yourself having to compromise your beliefs by being in the system and living in New York City and
taxes,
paying
taxes
and the like?
Taxes, yes. There are ways that we compromise our beliefs every day, but anarchists believe in action on two levels, one of which is to actually fight the system, to oppose it, to mm-hmm. try and get in its way as best we can. The other way is what we call prefigurative, is to try and build institutions that prefigure a better society. And if you can do that, starting agricultural co-ops, food co-ops, free schools, et cetera, if you can do that at the same time, then you are you're building something, an alternative that's better. And so you can kind of balance out the compromises that you have to make.
Do you ever get angry at the people within your movement who give it a bad name, perhaps because they are violent or because they take it to the extreme?
Well, there's people in the movement who I don't agree with necessarily about all their tactics. But I try and keep it in perspective mm-hmm. that whatever damage that an individual or two does within the anarchist movement is nothing compared to the kind of damage that the state can do, that capitalism can do, and that bosses can do. And so you don't necessarily condone what everybody who calls himself an anarchist does, but you keep it in perspective.
Do you vote?
I don't.
You choose not to?
I choose not to.
Why not? Why not make a choice?
Well, because if you sign on with a candidate, an individual, you give up a lot of your ability to fight for issues, mm-hmm. which is really what we're all about. Whether you're an anarchist or not, is you're concerned about things happening in your community and happening to your nation, and you want to push all of the levers in society in the direction of doing the right thing. And if you sign on with a candidate or an individual, you're giving up your ability to push the issues that really concern you to a greater or lesser extent.
Before I let you go, is the goal of the anarchist movement for everyone to be an anarchist? Is for there to be an epiphany, an awakening, and we should all be like this?
Well, the nice thing about the anarchist movement these days is it's very much a pluralistic kind of philosophy. Capitalism and the state try to impose a sort of a cookie-cutter social framework on everybody, everywhere. We believe in variety. Communities should work for themselves to figure out what's best for them. And we don't expect everybody to organize themselves the same way, but we think that something better comes out if people organize themselves non-hierarchically without leaders.
And did I ask you any question that offended you?
No. No. I'm just curious. We get all sorts of skepticism. Anarchy tends to be a scary word to people.
That's my job, to be a little skeptical, too, as a journalist.
You're doing a good job. Everybody should be skeptical. That's where it starts.
Eric Larson is a member of the New York City Anarchist Book Fair Organizing Collective. That's coming up for you. And a member of the New York Metro Alliance of Anarchists. Eric, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.